Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Immigration advocacy groups marched in demonstrations throughout the United States protesting President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Julie Walker reporting.
Tens of thousands were out in New York City in 90-degree heat, marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. Julie Oringer, whose grandparents were refugees, pushed a stroller with her 4-year-old while walking with her 8-year-old.
There's nothing more important, I feel like, I can teach my children at this moment. We have to stand up and protest the current policies and make this country one that's going to provide asylum, provide safety.
Reverend Julie Hoplamazian, who also has refugee grandparents, says the Trump administration's policies are not the law of love.
There are so many examples where God says, you know, that you must welcome the immigrant and the stranger.
These protesters say they not only want to speed up family reunification, but to end family detention. Julie Walker, New York.
The monitoring group 38 North says satellite images are showing rapid improvements have been made in recent months at one of the North Korea's nuclear research sites. The report was released just after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a declaration to denuclearize following the Singapore summit with President Trump. Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Susan Thornton is leaving the State Department at the end of the month amid ongoing and critical negotiations with North Korea and weeks after that meeting in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is working on nominations to fill key leadership roles at the State Department. This is VOA News. Mexican voters choosing a new president today, as well as filling a number of seats in their legislature. Polls have consistently shown that left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador with a double-digit lead for president. Walter Arellano is a student in Mexico City.
We are talking about dignity, the dignity of the Mexican people. We need a very strong president to confront Donald Trump.
Outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto, first elected in 2012, has an historically low approval rating, slipping to as low as 17% last year. Peña Nieto's critics say he has not done enough to change corruption and violence in the country. Ceasefire agreement signed by Sudanese president in South Sudan, that is, President Salva Kiir and his rival Riek Machar, violated just hours after it began, both sides accusing the other of initiating attacks. Thousands have been killed since South Sudan's civil war began. That was in 2013, less than 2 years after independence from Sudan. President Trump is saying that Saudi Arabia has agreed to boost oil production at his request. AP's Ben Thomas has our report.
President Trump says he's spoken to Saudi Arabia's King Salman and received assurances that the kingdom will increase oil production by as much as 2 million barrels. In a Saturday morning tweet, the president says he made the case that turmoil in Iran and Venezuela is disrupting world supplies, sending prices too high. Oil prices have edged higher in recent weeks as the Trump administration pushes U.S. allies to end oil purchases from Iran. A statement on the state-run Saudi press agency says the two leaders discussed the need to maintain the stability of oil markets and the growth of the global economy, adding there was an understanding between the two that oil-producing countries would need to compensate for any potential shortage of supplies. It did not, however, mention the 2 million barrels of extra production. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Austria taking over the rotating presidency of the European Union and pledging to secure the 28-nation bloc's external borders. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz welcomes the opportunity. EU Council President Donald Tusk praised the Austrian motto for presidency, a Europe that protects.
You could not have chosen a better motto, in my opinion. The need for security, as old as humanity, manifested itself with all its force during the migration crisis.
That is EU Council President Donald Tusk. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.